You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News
on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM
and 1160 AM.
Good evening, 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here, 64 degrees, KSL's top story. A warning to governors across the country that your water systems could soon be under attack. The Biden administration is warning of potential cyber attacks against critical water systems. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe with details.
It's all outlined in a letter from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and the EPA. They say that hacker groups from inside Iran and China have their sights set on our drinking water. The letter warns that these groups are even pre-positioning themselves to disrupt critical infrastructure in case of any geopolitical tensions or military conflicts. And it's not just drinking water. Wastewater systems are in the crosshairs as well. But the letter also says that the threat could be mitigated simply by changing some passwords. They also lay out several resources states could turn to make sure they're prepared and don't fall prey. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Vice President Kamala Harris' husband paid a visit to Utah today. Douglas Emhoff was here to talk about some money the Biden administration is spending in Salt Lake City, the money to find lead pipes that could be contaminating the water. KSL News Radio, KSL TV's Lindsay Ertz was at the meeting this afternoon.
He really touts it as a function of the Biden-Harris administration and their commitment to clean drinking water and to investing in people and helping build up communities. So there was really a strong feeling of like, yeah, they're here to do some good.
The money comes from the COVID Relief Fund, also known as the American Rescue Plan. The brine shrimp are hatching again on the Great Salt Lake, and there are more of them out there than researchers expected. KSL News Radio's Adam Small with the good news.
Turns out all the brine shrimp of the Great Salt Lake die every year from the cold, but their eggs survive, and now they're hatching again. All the new water has been big, not only for the population now, but also for the much higher number of eggs they produce this year. Those eggs are a global commodity for hatcheries that supply shrimp and some fish we eat. Critters are also a huge source for the millions of migratory birds that stop at the lake.
If you choose shrimp, the next time you dine out, there's a 50-50 chance that those shrimp ate brine shrimp from the Great Salt Lake. Harmful algae blooms aren't typically on our radar till summer, but this year experts are looking ahead. Hannah Bonner is an environmental scientist with the Division of Water Quality. She says a warmer spring could mean more blooms.
Cyanobacteria tends to grow quicker and is happier when there's warmer temperatures.
A good spring runoff will keep lakes deeper and cooler, which should help. But a lot of runoff also means the potential for the water to come in contact with more bacteria on its way down. KSL News Time 6:33. Hundreds are injured following a deadly attack on a packed concert hall in Russia. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, ISIS now claiming responsibility for the attack. Multiple heavily armed gunmen opened fire at one of Moscow's largest malls, where ABC's Patrick Reval reports people were packed inside for a concert.
Video circulating online shows at least three gunmen firing assault rifles into crowds. Hundreds of people fleeing. A huge fire then engulfed the building.
White House National Security Advisor John Kirby reacting to the horrific event.
The images are just horrible, and our thoughts are going to be with the victims of this terrible, terrible attack.
Russian authorities confirming at least 40 people were killed. Another congressman is calling it quits. Representative Mike Gallagher's unexpected departure will bring the Republican majority down to one. Meantime, Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced a motion to remove House Speaker Mike Johnson. Greene making the motion the same day the House passed a $1.2 trillion spending package to avoid a partial government shutdown.
I filed the motion to vacate today, but it's more of a warning and a pink slip.
Greene says the House needs someone who will stand up for Republicans. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Sweet and minty flavored vapes will soon be banned in Utah.
This week, Governor Spencer Cox signed a bill into law that would ban certain flavors of vape products from being sold in the state. The ban specifically targets dessert, candy, fruit, alcohol, mint, and spice flavors, while still allowing menthol and tobacco flavors to be sold. This restriction is in an effort to reduce the number of teen vaping addictions in Utah and will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Alessandra Gurr, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 6:35. It's a KSL bracket update every 15 minutes. Here's Mark Jackson.
This is a little early for an upset alert, but watch Alabama, the number four seeds, having a little trouble with 13 seed Charleston. It's early, but Bama is only up by four. And just in the second half, Duke's getting all they can handle from 13 seed Vermont. Duke is only up by five. And Purdue is well ahead of Grambling now by about 8 points. In the second half, Texas A&M holds a comfortable lead over Nebraska by double digits. With the KSL Brackets update, I'm Mark Jackson.
Now a check on traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
Still some leftover busy and slow traffic southbound I-15 in Utah County, leaving American Fork into Linden. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stay right here. My minute of news is on the way next.